Kala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erechin Bavli Daf Chavav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis, on the sixth line, Rutua Shlehevia Shlish. Rutua Shlehevia Shlish, another case in the Mishnah of items that are chayv and chala and exempt from Maisa, is grain that did not grow a third. Matayim the Rabbanon, what's the reason for the Rabbanon who obligate in chala? Ne'emar lechem bepesach ve'ne'emar lechem bechala. Ma lechem ha'ne'emar bepesach dovah shubar lidei matzah v'chomitz. Av lechem sh'ne'emar bechala dovah shubar lidei matzah v'chomitz. It says the phrase lechem, bread. Lechem only, in fact, says poor man's bread about Pesach. And it says lechem about chala. Just like lechem said about Pesach is something that comes to matzah or chomitz, also lechem said about chala is something that comes to matzah or chomitz. My time with the blazer, what's the reason for a blazer who exempts it? And he brings a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Chof, Kutrumas Goyren, Ken Tarimu Oisa, Matrumas Goyren, Miperu Shevyu Shlish, Afzu Miperu Shevyu Shlish. It says in the pasuk there, like the truma of the threshing floor, so you shall separate it. Just like Trumas Goyren, which is Truma Gedola, coming from the threshing floor, is from produce that grew a third, also challah is from produce that grew a third. V'leit leit v'vloza lechem lechem, does the v'loza not have the gzer shava of the word lechem? Ashkach tani b'shem v'vloza, ene chayevet b'challah v'en adam yoytze ba yedei chavosa v'pesach. The answer to the bais was found in the name of v'vloza, that grain that did not grow a third is not obligated in challah, and one does not fulfill his obligation with them on Pesach, so we still see that he does still equate them through this gzer shava. Ma'och shechayavim al kali, should say. The Gemara asks, grain that did not grow a third, is one liable for its kali due to chadash? Amav Yudan, ksiv v'lechem v'kali v'chamel, lo yitzaychu. Eshecharim al lechem sholoi, should say mishum chadash, charim al kali, should say sholoi mishum chadash. Eshecharim al lechem, should say sholoi mishum chadash. Eshecharim al kali, should say sholoi mishum chadash. The Yudan answers, it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel pasuk Yud Dalad, shall not eat bread or flour made from parched grain or fresh grain. So, what we are liable for its bread due to chadash, we're liable for its kali due to chadash. We're not liable for its bread due to chadash. We're not liable for its kali due to chadash. Amar Bizeira Ksiv Aset Aset Kol Tvas Zaracha Dovashu Nizra Matzmiach Yatsa Pachos Meshlish in Nizra Enet Matzmiach. But there a quote from the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yudalet Pasuk Chaf Beis, you shall surely tithe from the grain of your sowing. One must tithe something that is seeded and sprouts. This excludes what grew less than a third. If it's seeded, it does not sprout. Shita al Rabbanon v'ahin pachas mishlish shein nigra le'inyan hamasas. Obviously, according to Rabbanon, what grew less than a third, it's not nigrao for masa, which means if it's mixed with what grew a third, it does not become obligated in masas. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asked, according to Blaza, is what grew less than a third nigra for challah, like a dough of rice and wheat? The rice is nigra and joins to obligate it in challah.